Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
If you could raise it a little louder.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey, guys, we are back. We are back. Lots to do. All right, no vacation time. Come on, guys. We got a lot to do. Big, busy show today. All right, a lot of questions on what's been going on with the road rage case that happened. Unfortunately, that killed, tragically, a mother of four. I want to talk a little bit about road rage, especially since many of you had given me some real, real bad gestures and some real, real mean looks today when I was racing to work. And I'm a little nervous out there because I live in Las Vegas where this happened. I'm going to talk about the case and talk about some aspects of road rage, which pretty scary. We need to also talk about this new bourbon virus, this bourbon disease. I know it sounds really tasty to a lot of you, but unfortunately a Kansas man has died from this virus. It's called the bourbon virus. We need to talk about that. A lot of weird things. You know, all of a sudden we have measles outbreak, and now we got bourbon virus, and we got that virus out there that's paralyzing kids. I'm not sure what the hell is going on, but we got to keep this stuff out of the United States and, you know, eradicate it globally, please, because some of this stuff is pretty, pretty scary. This superbug case that we have been dealing with UCLA, which, by the way, is not the only hospital or medical center that deals with these superbugs. These superbugs happen in a lot of places, all right, but this one made headlines because two people died. And over, I believe, 179 people were warned that they might have been exposed to carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter. We're going to talk about that. Apparently, one of the patients is suing the maker of the contaminated endoscopes. They think that the endoscopes were to blame. We had earlier this week talked about the difference between what could be happening at UCLA and what happened with the Las Vegas endoscopic center that happened years ago with hepatitis. A lot of differences, okay? Not the same thing. But we're going to try to dive into that. One of my favorite pharmaceuticals. I love pharmaceuticals. Of course I do. I'm an MD. Love, love, love the pharmaceuticals. Statins are one of my favorite pharmaceuticals ever. I really dig these. You know, if they stopped making these orally, but they only had suppository, I'd still take them. I love these things because they save people's lives. Unfortunately, a study has come out saying they're not all that, and that advocates have distorted the statistics and downplayed the side effects. Now, this, I think, is a whole bunch of crap, but we're going to talk about that. We got Kobe Bryant, who is going to be ending possibly his basketball career after NBA's next season. I don't understand that. If I was making that much money, I would wait till they fire me. I would be on crutches. Right, going up and down the court. But he wants to end his basketball career. Good for him. And then what's making a huge splash now are these HPV oral tests, all right, which are oral pap smear tests that men can take. We women are doing the dance. We're like, yay, our husbands and our boyfriends are finally getting pap smears. Nah, it's still not like our pap smears. Not at least. It is an oral form of it's an oral HPV test, and we're going to have Dr. Steven Sachs, maxillofacial oral surgeon, coming on at about at the bottom of the hour to discuss this with us and tell us who needs to be getting this test and why this test is so important. So as you can see, this is a very, very busy day today, very exciting, and exciting for me. I want to apologize, though. I know I'm kind of in a grumpy mood. I've decided to go gluten-free. I know, gluten-free. You know why I'm going gluten-free? I tell you why I'm going gluten-free. No, not vegan. No, I'm still eating meat. Lord have mercy. Of course I'm going to still eat meat. Come on. God bless the vegans and vegetarians. I mean, I really appreciate you because you leave more meat for me. I just don't know how you guys do it. Okay, in fact, I had steak for breakfast. But I've decided to go gluten-free because one of my patients comes in with this hyposexual dysfunction disorder. Why she's coming to me for advice is beyond me. But anyway, so she comes to me and she goes, Dolly, guess what? I went gluten-free and my sex drive just, went through the roof. I'm like, really? Your sex drive went through the roof. I'm like, really? What do you have to eat? All right, well, many of you have asked me, Dr. Dahlia, how do I go gluten-free? Okay, and I would tell you go to Trader Joe's or something and buy the gluten-free products, but you got to be careful because some of them still have gluten. All right, this is what you have to avoid. Remember, gluten is a protein in grains, okay? That's why you still get to eat meat. Lord, hey, I will not be going gluten-free. I'm actually going to start after breakfast. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to have breakfast. Well, then it's my kid's birthday party today, so after the cake, then I'm going to go gluten-free. So you got to avoid gluten foods that have white flour, whole wheat flour, durum wheat, graham flour. I don't know what graham flour is. Maybe that's graham crackers. I don't know. Triticale. I don't know what the hell that is. Kamut. Semolina. I avoid salmonella. Maybe that's what semolina is. Spelt, wheat germ, and wheat bran. Okay, but, for us who have absolutely no idea what the hell that is because we're not Gordon Ramsay, these are common foods that are usually made with wheat. Pasta, couscous, bread, flour tortillas, cookies, cakes, muffins, pastry. Oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm not going gluten-free. This won't work. This won't work. No. Crackers, beer, oats, gravy, dressings, sauces. They say gluten may surprise you. Gluten is in soup and bouillon cubes. I don't know if any of you guys sit there and nosh on bouillon cubes. Breadcrumbs, croutons, some candies, fried foods, imitation fish. I don't get why you guys would eat fake fish. I don't even like real fish. And then you guys are buying probably, you know what they're talking about? I bet it's that crab stuff in those California sushi rolls. I bet that's what they're talking about, imitation fish. Lunch meats, hot dogs, matzah. All right, any of you Jewish out there that eat matzah? Oh, Lord have mercy, there's gluten in there. Yeah, so we got Passover coming. Oh, my gosh, we are so screwed if we're going gluten-free. Oh, my gosh. See, I'm going to reread the Bible. I am sure the Bible says something about those of us who have a lot of gas and issues with, sex. If we can, I don't know. I'm sure it's got to be in Deuteronomy or something. I got to reread the Bible. I read it. I just don't remember them talking about gluten stuff. Seasoned chips, seasoned snack foods, salad dressings, a self-basting turkey. How does a turkey self-baste itself? Uh-oh. That sounds kind of dirty. Soy sauce, rice, pasta. Oh, Lord have mercy. Alright, when we come back, road rage. Lord, oh, that's scary. Don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, Demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I don't really know how to dance to that song. Do, 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 do. I don't know where my Mission Impossible music is. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Andrew, who is working the dials. He can work my dials anytime. Thank you, Andrew. He's cute. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. That was not sexual harassment. I meant he could work the dials of the... Come on, please, man. Go back. Go. All right, thank you. See, isn't he cute? I know. He's all mine. He's all mine. Now, the radio host, all mine. Forget to follow us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about the oral pap smear for men, HPV, for men with Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral maxillofacial surgeon. I'm not sure what you call the oral male pap. I think you call it papa pap. I don't know. I'm sure he will enlighten us with that. All right. Road rage. And you know, I know many of you guys have been following this Las Vegas road rage incident. Tragic case. Probably even more closely than I am because I do a lot of health news. But when it comes to something that happens in my hometown, which is Las Vegas, I'm very, very interested and concerned. Okay. This is something that is a very common occurrence throughout the country. Road rage and people wanting to hunt you down. And this case is kind of convoluted. A lot of weird twists have been surfacing with it, all right? The tragic end to this case was a Las Vegas mother of four who had just finished giving her 50-year-old daughter some driving lessons. I guess while she was going home, got into a road rage incident that ended in, unfortunately, her being shot in the head. She was taken to the hospital, put on life support, and unfortunately didn't make it. And she was only 44 years old, Tammy Myers, all right? The suspected gunman, we have one suspect already arrested, a 19-year-old, who actually had lived, Eric Milton Nowich Jr., all right? Again, apparently he lived less than a block away, or he lived less than a block away from the victim, Tammy Myers. Apparently, he wasn't the one driving, but he had bragged to people, allegedly, that he had gotten them, meaning, it was an interaction with people that he had had strong feelings for a while. We find out that they knew each other. She counseled him. She gave him money. She I guess, worked with him for a long time. And we're still, getting details of that relationship. And for any of you guys that know more about this, please feel free to correct me or chime in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But from what it sounds like, the road rage started where he was following her, etc., and then possibility of shots being fired. Mom goes home, wakes up son, allegedly tells son to get the gun, come back with her or she's going to go alone. He's like, call 911. She's like, if you don't come with me, I go alone. He comes with her. Some more road issues. Goes back home. Sedan pulls around the cul-de-sac. Shoots her in the head. This is some frightening stuff. And road rage is no joke. Road rage. And, I have to admit, I had some road rage. I had to go for my pelvic transvaginal ultrasound, which many of you guys have already seen on YouTube, and I apologize for posting the video, but I figured those of you guys that had to go in for your pelvic transvaginal ultrasound, which, by the way, can I say, all right, don't tell me I'm going to have a transvaginal ultrasound. That's very frightening for a woman, okay? You know, most of my patients, they'll get a pelvic ultrasound, right? They'll get a pelvic ultrasound, that's it, but no. Dahlia, you have to have a transvaginal ultrasound, right? Like transatlantic. Really? Really? Listen, I went to college like a lot of people, but do you really, really need to use, probe that big? Ma'am, sorry, we have to do transcontinental. I'm like, fine. So I was kind of in a hurry, and that's never fun, because, you shave that morning and you kind of hope that the hair doesn't grow back an hour later, and it was a very, 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 very stressful time. And I got really, really mad at somebody who purposely just tried to nick me in the front bumper. Apparently, he didn't like that I was in the left turn lane. Or not the left turn lane, the left lane, right? And I wasn't going his speed. Now, I don't like to speed, okay? Mind you, I know the sheriff pretty well. Lombardo, I know a lot of the police. Okay, even though, yes, I wouldn't mind being pulled over and flirting with them for a little bit. I'm in my 40s now. The flirting doesn't work, which means I'm getting a ticket. So I'm going to drive the speed limit, but the left lane is usually nice and wide open. Right? And this guy was behind me, and he was tailing me, and he was right on my butt. And I'm like, look, I got to go for a transvaginal ultrasound. Cut me some slack. And he didn't care. And he goes around me, and he tries to nick me off. And, man, I wanted to run this guy down. I was mad, but I could already feel the stubble starting to grow back. I was like, what's up with this? I got to head to go to the gynecologist. All right, so I head over to the gynecologist, and I make it. I was kind of grumpy, but it all worked out, okay? And then today I try to go gluten-free. I'm just having a real bad few days. But let's take a look at road rage and what causes it. Because a lot of you guys could be really ticking off your fellow neighbors. And I'm not saying it's going to end as tragically as it did for Ms. Myers. That's some scary stuff, and we're still getting pieces of what's going on. But, you know, when you road rage or you mess with somebody, a lot of times these people want to kill you. They may not kill you. But the feeling to want to kill somebody is not that uncommon in people who feel they were slighted or dissed or whatever the word is that we use. Peed on, whatever. Okay, I got to be very, very careful because I'm on radio. I got to be careful with my choice of words. All right, so for example, let's talk about some, okay, driving slow. Oh, wait a second. This comes from wisebread.com. Crap. Okay, these are 16 ways. Uh-oh. You are causing road rage. Number one, driving slow in the fast lane and refusing to move over. Okay, listen to me. Okay, see, I did it. Okay, He was the one that had the problem, not me. I was following my local laws with driving. All right, but they say if there's somebody driving, this guy was going 90. This is ridiculous. Where I live, there's this loop called the 215, and it's really nice and open, you know, early morning. And all right, you know what? Okay, they say keeping pace with the car next to you so no one behind can pass. Oh, I do that a lot. Okay, so basically, there's some guy that's ticking me off behind me. And I know he wants to pass me. So what I do is I speed up to the car next to the other guy. Huh? What? Okay, yeah. Yeah. So I speed up next to the car, right? And then that guy has to wait. And he gets mad, and you see him weave, and you see the windshield start to fog up because his nostrils. Okay, that can cause road rage. When you ride your brakes for no apparent reason, very bad. You don't want to be sitting there, right, and just always hitting the brakes. I do that because sometimes I'm singing to the radio. This is really bad and probably dangerous, but sometimes I'm singing to the radio, right, all right? And then there's a part where I really need to clench to hit that note. You know, I don't know if I'm keegling or whatever, but I could really hit some of these notes. And I will put on the brake sometimes just as a reflex to hit that note. That could be bad. If you're fiddling with your phone, that really ticks people off. When you don't use your clickers when you change lanes and you just decide to change lanes, that's a bunch of bull crap. I don't want you to do that. This is what I've done. Okay, in L.A., I've done a lot of L.A. driving. There will be a long line of cars. A long, long line of cars going into an interchange. And there's an exit lane for a street. Years ago, Martin Luther King Boulevard had something like that, where you could go off the exit lane. All right, but people use that exit lane to cheat. So they go in that exit lane, and then they sneak cuts. Yes, they do cutsies in the line going on the interchange, and you're sitting there 20 cars back not moving. So what I do is I put my car in the middle of the line that I'm in and the exit line. So no cars could take cuts. And boy, that ticks people off. But listen, I'm not doing it. I think taking cuts is really, really bad. Okay, I didn't take cuts when I was younger. You're not supposed to take cuts. So these are things. So when you weasel your way onto the on or off ramp at the last second, that's an example of that. So, all right, wait, there's more here. What's rubbernecking? Rubbernecking jams up the road. I don't know what rubbernecking is. Sounds like something, again, something I should know, especially with my needing a transvaginal ultrasound. When you blast your horn prematurely. Oh, yeah. Okay, this really makes people mad. You're up at the stoplight, okay, and it turns green. And before you can even, like, take off your emergency brake or take it out of park, because that's what I do. At every stoplight, I put it in the emergency brake, and I put it in park in case I roll. All right, before you even get to do that, someone's honking. That's not good. All right, don't multitask at the wheel. I usually like to eat in a Roscoe Pollo dish, you know, and with my spoon, etc. Anyway, that kind of stuff can really hurt. All right, guys, I think we're coming up on break. When we come back, we need to talk about the oral male pap smear. I believe it's called the Papa Pap, but Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral and maxillofacial surgeon, is going to enlighten us on that, why it's so important, why it's a lifesaver. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, my go-to guru is Dr. Stephen Sachs. He's an oral maxillofacial surgeon that I go to anytime I have a patient where I'm looking at their mouth and I'm looking at something that kind of gives me the, you know, makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up straight, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this could be cancer. And so I want to introduce you, Dr. Stephen, who's been on the show before. Hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Okay, Dahlia, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, anytime. All right, so I know making a splash is this oral male HPV test. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it literally is a splash. It's basically a new diagnostic tool that we use to detect oral DNA of the human papillomavirus. Basically, it's a viral particle that can exist in the saliva when people are infected with the human papillomavirus, or HPV. And basically, they take some saline, they swish it in their mouth for 30 seconds, spit it into a tube, and we send that tube off and have it looked at by some geneticist in another state. And they basically tell us if that particular type of strain of human papillomavirus is something that could potentially cause oral and pharyngeal cancer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How long does it take to get the results back?
It takes about a week.
Okay. But the test is only a few minutes long, it sounds like.
Yeah, literally it's 30 seconds. You swish and gargle with some saline and you spit it into a tube. We put it in a FedEx box and send it out.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Is it just men, or because I know men are usually more prone to these HPV cancers, but are you also finding women with HPV type throat cancer?
Well, for example, over the years we have found that head and neck cancer has increased in its prevalence. Mostly over the past three decades, we've noticed that there's increasing of head and neck cancer. And many, many years ago, it was thought that the combination of either genetics or smoking and drinking has led to people developing oral and pharyngeal cancer. But now we're just kind of asking more questions about why. So recently, the tumors that we remove from the oral cavity that are cancerous, we found to have a 70% predilection for the human papillomavirus HPV number 16, which is detectable in this test.
For those who join us, this is Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral and maxillofacial surgeon. This is something that my patients always ask me, and I want to ask you, because I have a friend, girlfriend, who I guess was very, very active in her olden days orally. All right. Why are men getting more of the HPV cancers, whereas the female, is it the female passing it to the male? A lot of my patients ask me to draw this out. It's very difficult. My friend would like to know.
Well, 3% of all the oral cancers are HPV positive in men. Only 1% are HPV positive in women. There's a 4-to-1 ratio of those individuals who have oral HPV cancer that are men compared to women. The predilection for men is not really known, not really well understood.
So we're assuming maybe, you know, one of my patients said, look, my girlfriend has HPV. She had just had an abnormal pap smear. She has HPV. Should I avoid oral sex because it'll get into my mouth? And I said, well, here's the thing. You know, most likely, if she's had HPV, you're stopping now. You've probably been exposed. And so I recommended that he get this test. Did I do right?
Yes, you did right. The best detection.
Damn right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You definitely did right. The test itself is not a substitute for a good oral head and neck exam by a dentist or your physician. And the bottom line is, if you do notice anything that's unusual in your mouth, some type of sore or lesion or changes in your voice quality, difficulty swallowing, any of those things should be addressed by your physician or dentist.
Exactly. For those who join us, this is Dr. Stephen Sachs, oral and maxillofacial surgeon, that we're discussing the oral HPV test. So, I mean, it's obviously not a screening test right now that's being recommended, but who would you recommend get this test?
I would say any male sexually active between the ages of 35 to 55 that are wondering, they may not have a lesion in their mouth, but if they had multiple sexual partners, it's a higher chance of developing human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus is very common. In fact, most adults, over 90% of the adult population, have human papillomavirus. 400, there's literally like 200 different strains of human papillomavirus, but only 9 of the strains have a propensity to develop an oral pharyngeal cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you also thinking that your patients get the HPV vaccine? Your men get the Gardasil?
Well, the recent recommendations are, I'm pretty sure the men is anywhere from age 9 to 26 should have the Gardasil or whatever. I think there's another brand out also. Right, of the HPV vaccine. If men of people of those ages, that it's basically a cancer preventative. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's shown to be very successful. And if you're already infected with HPV, it's really not going to have any effect mm-hmm. because you already have it. But usually, like I said, there's 200 different varieties. Those varieties are usually self-limiting. In a couple years, your body just kind of gets rid of it.
You know, Dr. Sachs, another thing that I always kind of am curious about is most men are very, very sexually active when they're younger. Yet we see many of the throat cancers happen when they're older. And HPV, like with women, and like you had mentioned, a lot of times will just self-dissipate, go away. What do you think is going on? Because I don't understand this either. I can't figure it out. Why the older men would get affected with the HPV throat cancers, or are you seeing younger men as well?
Well, it is mostly 35 to 55, which I don't consider older. But the fact is that you have
when you look at the average 15-year-old teenage boy or 18-year-old boy, and, I mean, they put their mouth on everything, you would think that would be a higher age group, even though I know I see throat cancer more in your middle-aged population. I'm just wondering, does the HPV sit that long? It may be more long in men, or yeah. Okay.
It does. It lays dormant in your body. I mean, you continuously have the virus in your system, kind of like the herpes virus, that sometimes when someone has stress, they get the herpes simplex on their lips and or on their face. It just lays dormant in your body. Now, there's several reasons it could be that it's more prevalent. I think one of the first and foremost things that come to my mind why it could be more prevalent is, yes, these viruses lay in your body dormant for several years, decades. There's an increasing use of drugs called biologics, drugs that depress your immune system. And those particular types of drugs, like the acyclovir-type drugs that are given to patients who have transplants or used for rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, that type of thing, that could allow the virus that was dormant in your body to kind of come out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, stress, the stress put on your body, anything that could lower your immunity could potentially allow this virus to, you know, replicate and start to turn in if it's mm-hmm. the HPV-16.
That makes sense. So, Dr. Stephen Sachs, how do people find you?
Well, you could reach me on my telephone, which is 702-258-0085, or my website at NV, like Nevada, NVJAW.com. NVJAW.com.
Excellent. Dr. Stephen Sachs, always a pleasure to have you. Very informative.
Thank you, Dahlia.
They're probably going to offer you my job. My network's so impressed by you. Thank you for telling us about the oral HPV test. And, all right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Thank you, Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Wrong with my my show sometimes when it's just me talking and I don't get as many good guests as we just had with Dr. Sachs. I don't know what goes wrong. I really don't. But I try, people. I really do try, okay? We are going to now talk about this study coming out on statin medications. Statin medications, my favorite pharmaceutical ever. But apparently, two leading experts are claiming that the benefits of taking statin medications have been exaggerated. What? Now, what are the statin medications? Your Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, or many of you know it as Pravastatin, Atorvastatin, you know, the statin drugs, okay? They say that the cholesterol-lowering medications hailed as miracle drugs, and they hit the market about 20-some years ago, are not as safe or effective as preventing heart attacks as patients have been led to believe. Wait, okay, you know what? All right, when I tell you guys anything that I believe in, all right, it's because I'm looking at my patient population, and I have to tell you that my patients on these statin medications are not, thank God, with the help of the Lord, not dropping dead of heart attacks. Like I hear of people who were not on cholesterol medication. So I'm sorry, to me, the proof is in the pudding. Not that you should be eating pudding if you're at risk for heart disease. Anyway, they say they can dramatically cut cholesterol levels, according to these experts, but they have failed to substantially improve cardiovascular outcomes. This was carried out by Dr. David Diamond, a professor of molecular pharmacology at the University of South Florida, an expert in cardiovascular disease, Dr. Ufi Ravanskoff. They say many studies looking at statins' efficacy has failed to note the serious side effects. Well, we know there's side effects. I teach you guys about the side effects. All right, you could have liver issues, muscle issues. Your muscle aches is probably the most common side effect because most of your cholesterol is made in your muscle. Then the second organ is liver. But muscle is the number one organ making cholesterol, which is why when you take these statin medications, sometimes you get muscle aches. And there's been a lot of flirtation with the idea that these statin medications are making people diabetic, which I've already told you guys that I think is a bunch of crap, but I'll tell you why. They say increased rates of cancer, cataracts, diabetes, cognitive impairments, and musculoskeletal disorders more than offset the modest cardiovascular benefits. Now, this really concerns me. I've had my practice for over 15 years, and using these statin medications have just, from what I've seen, been overflowing with benefits. So I'm really nervous about something like this coming out. Mind you, I welcome any sort of study, okay, that clues us in on the big picture. So I commend these guys for saying, you know, look, you know, we have issues with side effects, et cetera, but you've got to be very, very careful because the media will take what you say and make these headlines saying statin medications may be more risky than not, and that could be some pretty scary stuff for those of you guys that are on the fence with taking a medication. You could have some pretty severe cardiovascular issues. Now, why are statins so good? Well, statin medications, number one, they decrease the amount of circulating cholesterol, so you can't, you're not going to be clogging as much. Then we've studied that some of them can start reversing some of the plaquing that you may have in your arteries. And then also we've been told that it seals the plaque, meaning rather than the plaque being loose and possibly putting you at risk for intimal tearing of the arterial wall, you know how you have a little bitty hangnail? And the hangnail itself is nothing dangerous, but if it latches onto something, it'll tear, and then you have a big owie. Same thing with some of these cholesterol plaques. So if your plaque is kind of loosey-goosey and sitting there and awkward-shaped, etc., and it gets torn, and you get a little bit of intimal tearing, a little bitty-witty tear on the lining of the artery that the plaque is on, you immediately start to get the platelets and clotting factors. You immediately form a clot. That clot could prevent blood flow to where it needs to go, i.e. the, you know, left ventricle of your heart, and boom, you could drop dead of a heart attack like my father did. Okay, did my father take statin medication? No. And I really believe that if he did, he'd be alive today. Oh, I don't need the Lipitor. Leave me alone, little girl. The Lipitor will hurt my liver. It'll hurt your liver. All right? Yes, I worry about the liver, but then any of you guys worried about the liver, I would recommend getting your liver enzymes checked within a month of you starting it. You don't have to wait 3 months. You could get your liver checked within the month. Start seeing if you see any elevations or issues. And I got to tell you something. I rarely see elevated liver enzymes when I start somebody on a low-dose statin. Okay? You try to go from 0 to 40 milligrams, yeah, that could be an issue. But starting out low and mild, pixie dusting it, not bad. So I want you to talk to your medical provider. I want you to talk to your cardiologist, but be very, very careful of this headline talking about statin medication. Now, many of you question the study on diabetes being caused by the statin medications. All right. This is how I look at the whole cholesterol diabetes situation, okay? I get to see your blood work over time. I ask for your old records. So here you are, a brand new diabetic. All right. And I'm like, really? You know, you've never been diabetic before? Nope, doctor, you're the first one to diagnose it. I'm like, wait, let me see your blood work. And we'll look at the blood work, and they're right. Their sugar was good back in 2006, but they had high triglycerides and they had high cholesterol. Were they put on a medication for their cholesterol or triglycerides? No. They were told diet and exercise. Now they're diabetic. Right? I see that in my husband's family. I see that in a variety of families where about a decade before they get the diagnosis of diabetes, they have high cholesterol. So when I heard that these cholesterol medications are causing diabetes, my first thought was, wait a second. Many high cholesterol patients go on to develop diabetes anyway, whether they were taking the pill or not. So how do you prove that the pill did it? Because if they didn't take the pill, they could have been diabetic. There's no way to prove that. Now, I do have an open mind. I have to, all right? And what if the statin medications affect the pancreas? Play around with the pancreas. It could possibly cause an abnormal insulin distribution, or could decrease the sensitivity of your insulin, or, you know, change the resistance to your insulin, etc. Okay, that could be a theory. They have to study that. But, again, it's going to be very, very hard to prove. Now, if the statin medications damage the pancreas, I want to know about it, and I am going to tell you that. And I am going to protect my patients at all costs. But I have to tell you, I'm finding most of my high cholesterol patients turn diabetic anyway. So I can't say it's the statin medication, because even without the statin medication, many of my cholesterol patients are turning diabetic. Now, another reason why a lot of you guys are turning diabetic is because we're diagnosing your diabetes earlier. Okay, I'm not waiting till you have a hemoglobin A1C, which is how sugary your blood cells are. I'm not waiting for that to turn 8 or 9. If you're already 5.9 or 6.2, I'm like, whoa, hold the phone. I think you're pre-diabetic. What? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, no. Take a look. All right? And you know, when I was in training, you had to have a blood sugar under 140. Now your blood sugar has to be under 99. That's tough. That's tight. So we are diagnosing more. So some of you could say, well, wait a second. All right? I was put on Lipitor. Now my doctor's saying I'm diabetic when I wasn't. It's the Lipitor. But wait a second. We're calling it diabetes earlier. And think about it. If you're on a cholesterol medication, you're getting your blood work done more often. Okay? You know, my father was diagnosed with diabetes probably 5 to 10 years after he had it, because he showed up to the doctor when he was losing weight and not feeling well. All right, the doctor's like, well, maybe we'll try some testosterone. You know, what else is going on? I don't know. All right, and so an average statin-taking person is getting their labs done all the time because their doctor's on them. Somebody not on statins are not taking their medication. So when you have a bunch of people on statins being diagnosed with diabetes, maybe it's because the doctor's doing their job and the patient's doing their job. So you got to kind of take that with a grain of sugar. Okay. All right, guys. We'll talk to you more on Monday. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.